Where do you see your career in 10 years? What are you doing now to help you get there? The sooner you start enhancing your skills, the sooner you'll be ready. That's why AARP has reskilling courses in a variety of categories like marketing and management to help your income live as long as you do.
That's right. AARP has a bevy of free skill building courses for you to choose from because the steps that you choose to take today will help you to love what you do in the future. And that's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills. In recent weeks, we've really focused on some ways that listeners can boost their income. So whether that's through starting your own side business and growing your network like Hala talked about, or when we talked with local realtor Alan about diving into investing in real estate, well, what better way to test the waters? While you are away, your home could also earn extra income.
That's right. Your empty space could be an Airbnb while you're traveling, because that's all you need to become an Airbnb host. It's a lot easier than you think, and you don't need to Airbnb your entire house. You could just host your extra spare room. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Supercharge your work decks with AI-powered Canva presentations. All you do is start with a prompt. You describe your presentation in a few words, and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides that you can then customize in seconds.
Canva presentations are designed for every workplace and every department. Whether you work in sales, marketing, HR, ops, and more, Canva presentations can generate any deck you want for work. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it. Any department can save time on any presentation with AI.
Generate slides in seconds with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome to How to Money. I'm Joel.
And I am Matt.
And today we're discussing sour on stocks, living for today, and frustrating phone repairs.
Everybody, this is our Friday flight where every week we are teasing apart the different headlines, and specifically we're going to let you know what it is about the stories that you need to pay attention to. We've got those stories that you mentioned plus a ton of other ones on today's episode, but we wanted to mention a final reminder for a credit card bonus offer that's out there, and this is one of our favorites for sure.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the Chase Sapphire Preferred will still give you 80,000 points if you sign up by June 1st at 6 p.m. So the clock is ticking. It's one of those things where the pot has been sweetened when it comes to this sign up bonus. And
speaking of teasing things out, they extended the date. Like, it was May 30th. And so if you're thinking, wait a minute, I thought it was supposed to be over in May. It was, but then they bumped it back 24 hours. Give you one extra day.
Extra day. So we'll post a link to that in our show notes. But Matt, that's one of those things where, especially as we're going to talk about later in this episode, how much more expensive travel is getting, to have a free $1,000 basically to spend on travel because just by using the right credit card. I think it's pretty great. So this is one of our favorite credit cards out there.
Absolutely.
And a huge part of that reason, it's not just the sign up bonus, which is huge. It's the everyday benefits you get alongside it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is a card that you and I have both been able to take advantage of the sweet offerings that they have dangled out there in front of us. And so if you haven't checked that one out, be sure to look into it. And Joel, you just mentioned how vacation is more expensive. Pretty much everything costs more these days. But let's talk about something that actually doesn't get included in the consumer price index.
Ooh.
The cost of babysitters is through the roof. I can anecdotally tell you that this is true, but the Wall Street Journal, they report that many teenage babysitters are now charging $30 an hour.
Oh my gosh.
These young adults.
Do you remember what your first job paid you, by the way? Mine was $5.15 an hour. And yeah. So the idea of a teenager making $30 an hour, I feel like I sound like a grandpa.
I think that my first job, I think they were paying me under, like what was allowed. I actually think it was criminal. but we want wanted to mention this because this is an incredible increase in what babysitters are earning. Care.com, they report that the average wage of a babysitter has now risen by almost $5 an hour in less than 2 years. That's a dramatic increase. So this makes me think of two things. First of all, if you have a teenager, the job market conditions could make this a very lucrative summer job for them.
Right.
But then secondly, try not to hire a babysitter if you can avoid it. Joel, this is something we've talked about before, but we do a date night swap where every week you come over to my house and babysit. Literally, this happened two nights ago where you came over and watched our kids. And the next week, of course, I'll be over at your place. And I know this is not always possible. It's difficult to coordinate your schedule with somebody else's. And hopefully the babysitter that you are able to find is maybe charging half of what some of the sitters are able to command out there. But those child care costs can get out of hand pretty quickly. It can easily double the cost of a date night, and so we want you to look to some of these different creative ways to lower that cost.
Or just leave your children unattended for hours on end, even if they're very, very young and won't be able to handle themselves, right? That's one way to save money. Frugal or cheap, Matt? Frugal or cheap?
Frugal.
No, definitely cheap. Don't do that. Well, and one other thing I wanted to mention too, Matt, is if you are one of these young folks who has gotten into babysitting or you've thought about it, well, if you're able to make this kind of money, if you really are able to make $30 an hour doing some babysitting, well, more power to you. And also, go fund a Roth IRA with that money. Like, this is the perfect time
Absolutely.
In your life to start using some of those earnings. You don't need all of that money in your life to go spend. Sock some of it away for your future, put it in a Roth, and it'll have a huge impact on your future wealth building abilities.
Yep. And even though any babysitters who just heard that were not listening at all, maybe some of the parents out there, you can encourage your kids.
And yeah. Well, and there's ways for parents to encourage their kids by helping match those Roth contributions mm-hmm. on their behalf. So yeah, you can kind of like help get them into that investing game, even though it feels like, oh, they're just doing this on the side. You know what? No, file taxes for them and make sure they're contributing to a Roth. There's no better time in life to get started investing.
Absolutely.
Speaking of investing, Matt, yeah, it turns out a new study shows that most folks plan to buy fewer stocks this year. That's not good because most Americans, of course, we like a good sale. Black Friday has an almost cult-like participation rate in our society. We like buying things that cost less than MSRP. The deeper the discount, the better. If it's 70% off, you feel like a smarty pants by paying a whole lot less than that item initially costs. But when it comes to investing, Matt, people often feel the opposite way. They get frightened when they see discounts. And this new survey I'm talking about finds that only 18% of folks plan to invest more in stocks this year than they did last year. And that, to me, is appalling, especially since stock values have fallen in quite a big way already this year. The good thing, though, is that Gen Z was the likeliest group to say that they'd be buying more. And, you know, the younger you are, the younger you are, the more that attitude towards stocks matters. One article actually in Seeking Alpha, which is a website that writes about investing, this week they had a post titled, "I hope the market crashes even deeper for your sake." And it sucks if you're getting close to retirement, right? It's not fun to see volatile movements downward in the market as you're nearing retirement age. But for those who are in the wealth building phase of their lives, for those teenage babysitters, for those young folks in their career, even for folks in their 30s and 40s, you know, finding a way to increase your contributions when the market is on sale is going to be a boon to your financial future. We think this is actually the perfect time to be ramping up those 401k and IRA contributions.
Exactly. Yeah. So the fact that it looks like less money is going to be invested this year, that's the bad news. Some good news, though, is that for the first time ever, more money is being invested in passive index funds than in actively managed funds. This is according to Morningstar. This is pretty amazing considering that back in the 90s, when Morningstar first started tracking the total assets of both types of funds, actively managed funds had 60 times more in assets.
Wow.
So we all owe a debt to Jack Bogle of Vanguard, who's the one who he came up with the idea of the index fund. But these widely diversified index funds have been on the rise. I wouldn't be surprised if they continue to outpace their expensive counterparts. And Joel, you can count me in as part of that 18% of folks who plan to invest more this year. I actually bought some earlier this week, and every penny went into my favorite VOO, the S&P 500 ETF.
0.03 expense ratio, which is awesome.
I love it.
And of course, that is why we like index funds, because they're so freaking cheap. And in some cases, they're completely free. We talk about FZ Rocks from Fidelity, which is a total stock market index fund. Mm-hmm. So Vanguard, Fidelity, Schwab, they all have just incredibly low-cost index funds that you can participate in. They cost almost nothing. And on average, actively managed funds cost more than four times what their index fund counterparts charge. So that might be okay. Let's say if you're actually getting higher returns, you might be saying, it might cost more, but I'm going to outperform.
Right. This is a superior product.
Exactly. But the answer is no, because 80 to 85% of actively managed funds underperformed the S&P 500 last year. Just that average index, right? So being average is actually a good thing when it comes to the stock market. And the problem with the more expensive funds is that you're paying more and you're getting less. Yeah. It's a lose-lose scenario, which you don't want any part in.
That's right. So actually, on the note of investing for future you, the Journal had a great article covering how difficult it's been for many retirees. And actually, not financially, but emotionally. The writer there describes how so many folks have their identities tied up in their work. And even though, you know, they did a great job preparing a healthy nest egg for retirement, they didn't actually adequately prepare their minds and their emotions for what was next. I think this makes so much sense. And I honestly feel for these folks who just haven't given much thought to what they'll do with all the time that they now have on their hands. And it's not that we have a poor view of work and the ability for you to bring value into other people's lives and for their ability to then compensate you for that value. But unfortunately, the pattern, at least here in the U.S., is that it becomes too large, it plays too large of a role within our lives. And I think this just has to be an ongoing process where we are consistently revisiting what, you know, what it is that brings joy and what brings value to our lives. But because so many Americans do just such a poor job at preparing financially, often very little thought is given to the other aspects of retirement. And so that's why we wanted to highlight this today.
Yeah, there is a lot written about saving for retirement and about how so many people are ill-prepared when it comes to how much money they've got socked away in their 401k. Pensions are a thing of the past, and how people aren't going to have enough money to live on. And that's an important subject that we need to keep bringing to people's attention. But we have to focus on those other aspects of retirement too, because people aren't prepared emotionally. They don't necessarily know what they want to do with their lives when work isn't a major part of it. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the older generation who are reaching their retirement years in their 60s either, Matt. It's not just those folks who are emotionally unprepared. Mm-hmm. Our friend Brandon, the mad scientist, he was recently featured in a Business Insider article, and he shared some similar sentiments. We've heard him talk about this on his podcast, how after retiring in his 30s, he struggled with what to do. He doesn't quite know how to spend his time. He seems to be doing a whole lot better now. He's kind of found some passion projects to participate in. He released his first music album this year, which is awesome. Kudos to him. But we'd recommend for everyone to take a balanced approach to your finances, and especially if you're on the path to FIRE, if you want to retire early. You know, don't think that you can work hard, earn a ton of money, and then immediately flip this switch to activate the financial independence years where right. You're going to yep. suddenly be happy, you know, right? Doing the thing that brings you the most joy, surrounded by the people you love. It's important to cultivate your interests now. And we talked about this, Matt, with in episode 433 with our friend Wes Moss.
That's right.
Where he talked about the secrets of happy retirees. And he went into really helpful detail about the kinds of things we should be pursuing in our working years to prepare us for a healthy, happy retirement. It's not one of those things where you can give it all of your efforts to work and then hope that once work is over, you're going to find meaning in other areas of life. If you're not cultivating those hobbies and those relationships at the same time, you're probably going to be pretty miserable when work is over.
Exactly. Yeah, we want you to be prepared not only financially, but mentally and emotionally and socially as well. Wes talks about finding those core pursuits, those things that bring you meaning and joy and life after those working years. But, you know, those are some examples of folks who are on top of their finances. But we've actually got a story of folks taking the opposite approach, folks who are not preparing well for their futures. We'll get to that story and more right after this break.
Cachava is the all-in-one superfood shake made up of high-quality plant-based nutrients. It's got greens, superfruits, plant proteins, antioxidants, adaptogens, probiotics, and in other words, everything your body craves to feel your best. This is where Cachava really earns their 52,000 plus five-star reviews. It tastes amazing. It's creamy and smooth with just water, and it comes in 5 delicious flavors. You can choose from chocolate, vanilla, chai, matcha, and coconut acai. Cachava is offering How to Money listeners 10% off for a limited time. I've been using Cachava in breakfast smoothies in the morning recently. It's just so nice to pack in a bunch of nutrients early in the AM in a way that's satisfying and energizing. So if you want to optimize your breakfast, your workout shake, be sure to check out Cachava. Just go to Cachava.com/howtomoney. That's spelled K-A-C-H-A-V-A, and get 10% off your first order. That's Cachava.com/howtomoney.
You probably think it's too soon to join AARP, right? Well, let's take a minute to talk about it. Where do you see yourself in 15 years? More specifically, your career, your health, your social life? What are you doing now to help you to get there? Well, there are tons of ways for you to start preparing today for your future with AARP.
What about that dream job you've dreamt about? Sign up for AARP reskilling courses to help make it a reality. How about that active lifestyle you've only spoken about from the couch? AARP has health tips and wellness tools to keep you moving for years to come. But none of these experiences are without making friends along the way. Connect with your community through AARP volunteer events.
So, it's safe to say, it's never too soon to join AARP. They're here to help your money, your health, and happiness live as long as you do. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/wisefriend.
I'm guessing that a lot of listeners are starting to solidify their summer travel plans. We always like to get the families together, Matt, for a week at the beach. Every single summer. We've already got that trip to St. Simon's on the calendar. Pumped for that. But sometimes those vacations get expensive. So what better way to offset some of those costs than to have your home earning some money while you're away?
That's right. Why let it sit empty when it could be earning extra income? It's the financially smart thing to do. So think it through. Maybe you've got some extra space in your home, or maybe you have an entire house to host. Or maybe you're just going on vacation and your home is sitting empty. In every case, you can Airbnb it. You already have the space, so it won't be a huge adjustment.
I mean, the way I see it, if you're not using your space, you have two options. You can let it just sit there empty, or you do some optimizing and make some money off it. Really, if you think about it, you already have an Airbnb. You just need to start using it. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If you're listening to this podcast right now and you're a small business owner, listen up. Upswell Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're actually choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers and let Upswell handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers. They do everything from hyper-targeting best fit prospects through campaign optimization. Upswell Marketing's unique approach includes direct mail, search engine marketing, and social media ads, and has fueled more than 10,000 small business success stories. Upswell specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no-obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies. Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about Upswell on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com.
All right, the Friday flight continues. Let's get to our ludicrous headline of the week.
Of the week.
And this one, man.
Remember when we used to always do it in a funny voice?
You know what still sticks out in my mind? When you did your Hagrid voice. I think that was...
Was that your favorite?
Maybe we'll bring that back one of these days. Well, this one comes from the New York Times, and it's titled, "The World's a Mess, So They Stop Saving for Tomorrow." And this story focuses mainly on folks under the age of 35, of which I no longer am. And they're basically, these folks are living for now. It's sort of a YOLO mentality. They've stopped saving and they're spending every dollar that comes in. And the only thing I could think, Matt, as I'm starting to read this article is, what could go wrong with this plan? and I get...
What could go wrong but everything?
Exactly, exactly. Just one small thing and you're screwed. And I get the post-heart of the pandemic urge to get back to normal. I think it makes sense to start reincorporating some of those budget items that you've missed out on for a couple of years. Go on a trip, even if travel's a little more expensive right now. More power to you. But throwing caution to the wind and living without any sort of meaningful backup savings, or you know, deciding not to invest at all for future you. That is a recipe for disaster. It's you're limiting your options. You're limiting your ability to make choices in the future. And I think a lot of these folks who were profiled in this article, and anyone who's taking an approach like this, a lot of those folks are going to be in for a rude awakening one of these days.
Totally. Yeah, one of the folks in that story referred to herself as a financial nihilist, which is funny. Like, nihilists always remind me of the Big Lebowski. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
you know the scene I'm talking about. Okay.
That fight scene in the bowling alley parking lot is... It's classic.
It's a classic. But financial nihilism is a recipe for future financial disaster. And is the world hunky-dory right now? Is it perfectly rosy? No. But is it ever actually going to get to that point? I don't think it will. And so, like, we wanted to share this because, like, we don't want to get preachy here, but we could all use some perspective when it comes to how far we've come as a society, the technological advances that make our lives much easier.
Yeah, it's easy to see the negative, and for some reason, we have a hard time focusing on the positive. But there are a lot of positives where if we would just step back and think about them, we would be like, oh, things are pretty good.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't need to just completely crank the pleasometer all the way up to 11, right? Because if you opt to spend all of your money today, like, you are going to be severely limiting your ability to have autonomy over some really important decisions down the road. With little or no cash on hand, it's going to be more difficult to leave a job you don't like, or to start your own business, or to take another opportunity that might be available to you. Not to mention the years of compounding growth that you're going to be missing out on by not investing in those early years. It makes me think back to the babysitter story that we mentioned. Like, imagine like a 14, 15, 16-year-old starting to invest $6,000 and with the help of a parent, right? Like, you're not totally expecting for a teenager to invest every single dollar. But with a match from a parent, where essentially you're sort of subsidizing their future retirement, that is a real possibility. And those additional years of compounding growth are going to do wonders for a retirement account.
Yeah, those teenage babysitters will be millionaires easy if they max out their Roth for just a handful of years. And even if they're only minimally investing for the rest of their days, they'll still be millionaires in retirement, which is what's incredible. That's how much getting started early matters.
Right. And it's not the first 5 years, right, where you become a millionaire. It's the last 5 years.
Exactly.
So that's always important to remember, because I think a lot of parents might struggle with explaining it to their kids, where they're like, by doing this, you're going to have so much more money. And the kids are looking at the little money that they have in their account, and they're kind of
like,
scratching their
about?
Heads. Like, this doesn't make any sense. But when you've got that compound interest calculator going and you see that chart, look at the tail end of the chart. Mm-hmm. It's those last 5 years. That's where the real magic happens.
Getting started early is crucial, but those last years are those compounding returns are what makes the biggest difference in your overall net worth. Well, let's talk about taxes for a second, Matt, because I think I mentioned property taxes in specific, because I mentioned on the podcast that I actually hired a lawyer to help me contest my property tax valuation this year. And he took the reins. He won both cases for me in front of the Board of Equalization. And that means I'm going to be saving close to $1,000 a year on each of these properties.
That's right.
For the coming 3 years, because they lock in that property tax valuation for the next couple of years after winning. And that's pretty cool. That's a lot of money. I was pretty thrilled. And I've actually decided to contest two of the lower valued properties myself, because there's not nearly as much on the line. But I saw a new study from a company called Ownwell, and they found that folks in homes that are valued lower are far less likely to contest their tax valuation.
Yeah.
I hated seeing that, because that leads to folks paying more than they should be, and they're paying higher effective tax rates. That's not good. It's really easy, actually, to contest your property taxes. It doesn't take a genius to do it. And that hearing can take place virtually for almost everyone now, too. So it's not like you have to go down to your downtown area and actually meet in person in front of some folks. You can just do a simple Zoom call, present some simple facts, and hopefully win your case. It's easier than ever, by the way, also to use sites like Zillow to find comparable values of similarly sold homes to help make your case. So I just wanted to put
I prefer, by the way, Zillow over Redfin, because Redfin always values things a little bit higher.
Oh, do they? Yeah.
In my research, I've always found that to be true.
Well, it's, I mean, really, you can literally filter things down to recently sold in your area, and you can, by bed and bath and square footage, you can compare, honestly, homes that are exactly like yours in a near vicinity. You can basically become your own appraiser. And mm-hmm. it is, finding that information, presenting it to the board could result in a meaningful tax reduction. For anyone out there who thinks their property taxes might be too high, I got a text from my friend Tim the other day, and he's like, dude, my taxes went up by 30%. And I'm like, this is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. And you can save a lot of money by doing it.
That's right. Yeah. So we mentioned going on vacation earlier. Let's talk about how much more expensive vacations are getting today. It seems like everybody's looking to take a trip now that things have reached some degree of normalcy. But airfare prices are rising rapidly. Filling up your tank is anxiety-inducing. Hotel rooms cost 40% more than a year ago. Even the price of summer camps for kids. It is going up in big ways across the country. And so we are sharing this with you because we want you to plan accordingly. But on top of that, the Times had an article documenting the rise of vacation subscriptions. There are these newer companies out there offering access to everything from discounted airfare, which we're all for, to room upgrades with concierge service, all the way up to access to luxury vacation homes on the French Riviera.
Oh, I'm going to stay in Davos this summer, I think, Matt.
Why not, man? You got that property tax money back in your wallet. but, of course, the prices of these subscriptions vary as well, starting at just $49 a year for Scott's Cheap Flights, which we're all about.
That's one of the best subscriptions.
All the way up to a $2,500 initiation fee for a luxury-focused company. And my knee-jerk reaction is that these are all bad ideas, right? My guess is that most folks are going to be better off completely avoiding some of these different vacation subscription services altogether. But honestly, it completely comes down to how it is that you use these things, because one man's $2,500 initiation fee is another man's craft beer money. That's you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And like I said, Scott's Cheap Flights is one of those things where $49 could save you hundreds of dollars if you like to travel, because he's sending out deals. But a lot of these subscription services really are catering to the luxury market. And so mm-hmm. you got to be a high roller if you want to participate. And this is a case where you might do okay, but you have to be the right person with the right kind of net worth and the right kind of flexibility to be able to make these things work. For most folks, I think they're just going to be prohibitively expensive. And regardless of the cost of any subscription, the important thing to remember is to ensure that you're taking advantage of whatever offerings you get for that subscription. It doesn't matter if you're paying $50 a year or $2,500 a month, which is the case for some of these more expensive vacation subscriptions. You're flushing money down the drain if you're not actually using it. So maybe you are the kind of person who travels a bunch and you love staying at a particular hotel. So you sign up for a service that gives you special deals. That's great. But before that subscription automatically renews, remember to look back at how much you were able to save and how much it's actually costing you.
Right.
Do the same thing with your gym membership, your HBO Max membership, with every subscription that you have, because we're fine with you spending money where it matters if vacations are your thing and you're like, I've got the money. I don't mind spending 40 G's a year on vacations. Like, that's not me, but congratulations to you, but we're just not fine with you wasting money on subscriptions that provide you no value. Do the math and cancel any subscriptions that you're not using effectively.
That's right, man. And wrap things up here. Let's talk about some DIY phone repair. I remember the good old days when you could easily replace the battery in your own phone. I still remember the Nokia 3310, the Nokia indestructible brick phone.
Oh, my first Sprint Evo smartphone, man. You could pop the battery out, put in a new one. That was lovely.
Put a new faceplate on there, just switch up the color. Right. Apple has only recently allowed customers to start repairing their own phones. And apparently, trying to fix your own iPhone is worse than trying to get someone on the phone at the IRS. The Times tech writer Brian Chen wrote about his experience the other day. And you got to think that a tech writer should actually have no problems replacing a phone battery.
Yeah,
right?
If anybody has a leg up,
it's going to be that guy.
It's him.
But that is not the case. He destroyed his screen in his first attempt, and it was just impossibly difficult for him to do this. And so, first of all, it's clear that Apple doesn't make it easy. But secondly, Apparently, it cost him more to make his own repairs, to replace his own parts, than if he were to have taken it to Apple and have them do it for him. So we share this because we are glad to see that companies like Apple are moving in this direction. We believe in the right to repair, but people should be able to repair their own phones easily, right? And so let's hope that phone manufacturers start making this more affordable, that it is easier in the future. But I will say, this definitely gives me pause, because before, remember, I don't know, was it last year or 2 years ago? I was sharing how I feel that everybody out there should maybe know how to replace the screen on their phone.
You said it wasn't too terribly difficult, but phones have gotten even more advanced since then.
They keep getting more complicated, especially as, I mean, I think one of the biggest hindrances is like now that a lot of the newer phones are waterproof, everything fits so perfectly and so tightly, and I'm a little nervous about making my own repairs, because if I get my phone wet, which I do like to take a picture or two underwater while we're at the pool or at the beach, but I'm not sure if I would make that repair on these newer phones that are waterproof, because you're running a higher risk.
You have to heat it up in order to get the glue to do something so that you can separate things. Mm-hmm. And it just sounded like a really complicated process. Not to mention, if you order the stuff from Apple, they send you like an 80-pound Pelican case with their proprietary equipment for you to fix your own phone at home. It feels like more bother than it's worth, especially when it actually costs more than having Apple do it for you. But like you said, I hope the price comes down. I hope it gets easier to make these repairs, but as phones get more complex, I'm not sure that it will.
It's true. I think it's partially the price that we pay in order to have amazing supercomputers in our pockets.
If we want nice things, this is the price we got to pay, I guess.
It does seem like that. But that's going to be it for today's Friday Flight. We'll make sure to include all of the different stories and resources we may have mentioned during today's episode up on the website at howtomoney.com. And we will definitely be sure to include the link to that limited time offer that Chase is offering with their Sapphire Preferred card. You will be able to find that there as well.
That's right. And we hope you all have a great Memorial Day weekend.
That's right. Great holiday weekend.
Even though Monday's a holiday, though, Matt, we're still working. And we are going to produce new content. You'll have a new Ask HTM episode in your podcatcher to listen to if you're not too busy grilling out and spending time with your family. So that'll do it. Until next time, best friends out.
Best friends out.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Upswell Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're really choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers and let Upswell handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers.
Upswell specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies.
Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about Upswell on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.